8. And now we come to letters to the editor. There are 3 letters in the paper this week. We are only going to read 2 of them. One of them by Mark Baldwin is again about national and global issues, so we're not going to read that one. We start with May Pucker via email. Water, water everywhere. There are 2 main crises regarding the fashion industry's water footprint, its staggering overconsumption and the catastrophic pollution it causes. The fast fashion industry alone accounts for approximately 3.2% of the world's annual water consumption. To put this in perspective, a single pair of jeans requires roughly 920 gallons of water to produce, which is the equivalent of running a garden hose for over 100 minutes. To make matters worse, the industry is poisoning vital water systems. In an effort to respond to these catastrophes, some innovative companies such as Pure Denim and Genealogia are pioneering sustainable solutions by replacing water with air and laser treatments, employing circular water systems, and using shellfish eco-skeletons to bind dyes, reducing wastewater and chemical usage by 80%. However, while these individual success stories create a positive vision for the future, they remain the exception and reduce rather than eliminate the problem. Although systemic change is necessary, we as individuals can make a notable difference by getting clothes repaired, selling or donating unwanted items, and buying second-hand where possible.
And the next letter is from Peter Scott via email, entitled Not Just Red, White and Blue Colours. Did the so-called Unite the Kingdom march more than 3 months ago, led by Tommy Robinson, actually unite anything? In the immediate aftermath, reported incidents of hostility towards Muslims rose sharply. As a 72-year-old white man in a rural area, I have not witnessed such incidents myself, but videos circulating online were deeply disturbing. What is important about being British? Every ethnicity has good people and horrible people, British included. During COVID, NHS staff, including many people of colour, protected us, some at the cost of their lives. It's a betrayal now to vent hostility towards them, and indeed any people of colour contributing to our society and our country. It is the content of a person's character that matters, not skin colour or ancestry. Elon Musk's warning on the march to fight back or you die, violence is coming to you, was an incitement to preemptive violence. Where is the evidence for this supposed threat? The subsequent Raise the Flag campaign claims it's about patriotism. Those who choose not to display flags or who remove them are labelled traitors. So where is their right to free speech? With far-right organisers involved, for example, Andrew Currian, ex-EDL. This is Orwellian, intimidation posing as unity. Intimidation delivers tyranny, not unity. If there's enough pushback, social conflict, those who intimidate are not patriots, but thugs, and are not uniting the kingdom. They are dividing it. And we should stop pretending otherwise.